Don't worry, guys. We always keep it PG on this podcast. We're keeping it family friendly here.
Please don't cancel us.
What?
Turn on the lights on.
What? Now fucking mob.
Turn all the lights on.
What? Now fucking mob. No, you're trying to convince us to die. It's a minor. It's probably a minor.
Hello and welcome to the Making Waves podcast, season 3, episode 18. One more and we get to my age. What's up?
Okay, boy.
Trying to strike a chord, but it's probably
guess
a
what?
Minor.
You're still a teenager.
19.
You're 19.
One more, baby. Not even.
One more and then you're not a teenager.
Not even.
But guess whose birthday's coming up soon?
Guess who's back? Yours. What are we going to do for
my
your birthday, mate?
It's coming up soon. Well, we're not doing a birthday party for me.
Oh, we're not?
But I feel like I'm just going to celebrate my birthday at the two Halloween parties I'm going to.
Yeah, okay.
Because for the first time in my life, I'm going to a Halloween party and I'm actually really excited about it.
You're going to two. And I'm going to two, too.
Yeah.
I might dress up as Jesus, to be honest.
Yeah, you should go as Jesus. I'm going as Lucifer. But so I feel like we'd be a pretty iconic duo. No one can
isn't
see
that his
you.
Pose?
No one can see you do that. Yeah.
Isn't this his pose?
What do you mean?
Jesus' pose? What's Jesus' pose? What's his pose?
I'm pretty sure Jesus doesn't stick three fingers up in the air like this. It looks like a gang sign, mate.
No, he did. I saw a photo when I was trying
Bro,
to buy it.
Bro, it's not the Hunger Games.
Should I buy a Jesus costume? Like from a costume shop? Or should
You're not
I
Adolf
make,
Hitler.
Or should I make one?
What?
Should I buy a Jesus costume or should I make one?
I think you should make one. Because it's not that hard. You just get a little robe, right? A white one. And then you wrap a sash, a red sash around it. And maybe like get a wig with long hair.
I feel like a short-haired Jesus.
Short-haired Jesus?
I need a haircut. Can we get a? Can I get a haircut?
No, but Jesus has hair. A lot
okay,
of hair.
Okay, well, I'll get a wig.
Yeah.
But what was I gonna say? Can I get a haircut after this? Can you give me a haircut?
I can give you a haircut after this, as long as I'm not
right,
making
be good.
Lunch, because you know, yeah.
Well, we'll get the sis to do it.
Yeah. All right, Nolan. So
child slavery.
I'm gonna start this off, you know.
Okay.
And today is a very special day because it's the first time in podcasting history, at least at the Making Waves podcast, that we are talking about the same thing the whole way. So if you're not interested
shit.
In this topic,
click off the video.
Click off the video.
I don't know what
but
we're talking
this
about
is,
today.
This is some juicy shit, okay?
Is it juicy? Are we getting
it's
juicy?
Juicy. So we're going to talk about, because Nolan, our boy
I'm
Nolan,
so scared right
is going
on
a date.
Oh, okay.
You are going on a date. And in order for you to be ready for your date, you need
we've
to get...
we got to practice.
We need to practice. And we need you to be ready for this date. So
we
what
do.
We're
we
going
to
do...
warm up.
We're going to talk about everything to do with dating. First dates, dating, all that shit. So, to start us off, Nolan.
So, we've turned into like call her daddy.
Pretty much.
We call me daddy.
Yeah, we call you daddy.
Call Nolan daddy.
Maybe don't get her to say that.
No, that's
to
not
you
a good
while
idea.
You're yeah, don't no. get her to call you
that's
daddy.
Not a good
but
idea.
we're going to talk dating. So, to start us off with Nolan, have you got somewhere to go? For your date, because I've got a list of things here that you could be doing on your date, and I've got some date activities for you. You don't?
No.
Okay. Well, to start us off, your date's going to be in Brisbane, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. Are you keen?
Brisbane? I'm nervous, bro.
You're nervous?
Yeah.
Why are you nervous?
Should I not be nervous?
No, bro. That's such a... Bro, you shouldn't be nervous at all. No, I'm joking. Of course you should be nervous.
Oh.
Yeah, you should be nervous. You should be feeling the nerves.
Oh, bro.
Are you nervous now, though?
No, not now, but I will be.
Yeah, okay. So, when is it? Like, this weekend?
Sunday, I think.
Sunday?
Yeah.
Damn, okay. So, we're going to get an update on Monday.
Are we?
Yeah, you'll get it. You'll tell us how it went.
I'll give you an update.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're not going to name her because, you know, privacy.
Obviously not.
We're going to talk about it, all right?
Yep.
So, my first thought was... Well, I searched up best places for a date in Brisbane.
No way. This guy. Okay.
And mum was looking at my laptop and she's like, are you on a date? And I was like, no, it's not for me.
It's not for me.
It's not
see
for
your
me.
Boy.
I'm a single fuck, but you know what?
Okay. So am I still, bro.
Yeah.
I haven't gone on the date yet.
At least you're going on a date. At least you got yourself a date.
And
that's
I didn't
all I'm
need
saying.
And I didn't need a date.
That's all I'm saying. Okay, so first one was the Brisbane River. Now, I don't know what the fuck you're going to do on the Brisbane
what
River.
What the fuck?
Because you look at the Brisbane River and it literally
Bro,
looks
can
like...
Can I say something controversial?
Oh, yeah, say it, go.
So, you know when people are like, all right, let's go sightseeing. or let's go do this activity, all right?
Yeah.
And it has to do with like looking at something, right? It could be going to go look at the Eiffel Tower. It could be looking at the
I see where this is going. Great Wall of China.
It could be anything, right?
Yeah.
Well, actually, no. Great Wall of China is different, and the Eiffel Tower is also different because you can go up it. But like, say, like, what's a good place? Like
a lookout.
A lookout, right?
Yeah.
I'm going there. I'm there for 2 minutes. I've had a look. I'll wait 5 minutes. After that, we're getting in the fucking car and we're leaving. We don't need to look at it. It's all right. We're done.
You can have a picnic, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you're doing that, yeah. But if you're just going to go have a look.
No, I'm not saying have a look.
Because it pisses me off when we're literally just standing there for an hour.
No one just stands there for an hour, though.
Yes.
Who?
I don't know. Some people.
That's weird.
I guarantee you some people do that.
Who stands at a lookout for an hour and looks out for an hour?
People
what
who...
What are you going to look at?
Me.
Like, there's not that much to look at.
I'm a pretty good looker.
You're not sitting there with a set of binoculars looking at every single house in the horizon. Are you?
No.
No. Well, okay, I said Brisbane River, but I thought, you know, you're not going to go for a swim in it, because, one, that's disgusting.
We could.
Well, it wouldn't be a good first date.
Give you something
she'll
to
probably
talk about.
End up, like, spewing on you or some yeah. shit. Or you will.
Both.
And knowing your gut, bro.
Bro, my guts are fucked. I can't even swim in a fucking ocean without
becoming obese.
Yeah, literally.
But I thought you could walk along it, maybe.
I could.
That'd be a good idea. Maybe like a walk along, like in South Bank. Like a little walk on the river. That'd be nice.
Yeah, fine.
That'd be cutesy.
It's not a very nice river, though.
I also got, as a search result, mini golfing for some reason. Which...
But I'd be too good.
You're pretty ass at mini golfing.
No,
I reckon she'd beat you. Which kind of could
kinda
be
good.
Riz.
Could talk
is
about how
Riz?
Bad you are.
Is it Riz? Okay. What's more Rizzy? Going mini golfing and losing or winning?
I think on the first one, you got to lose. You got to.
You got to let her win?
I think so.
Are you sure?
Or you got to start off winning and then you got to have the biggest downfall ever.
That's what happened to me on my last mini golf date. And I didn't even do it on purpose. I literally lost like by a lot.
And did it work?
Yeah, it did. But like, I mean, I'm
are you with
now,
her now?
So
so it didn't work.
Maybe it didn't work that
but
well.
But you ended it.
Yeah, but I mean, that's nothing to write.
So maybe about. I got. Wait, should I lose if we do it? No, I don't really want to go mini golfing.
Maybe don't go mini golfing. I had another thing come up, and I've never done this.
Have you not?
Paint and sip, and I don't think you should because you're racing. But apparently, right, this is a good date idea if you're like, if you're on holiday or something. Or like,
no, this is negative risk. I don't. Have you seen me paint?
Yeah, but the thing is, right, you're drinking at the same time, so it's bound to be shit. Paint and sip.
Oh my god! I've
so
just had the
you're
best.
You're drinking wine. And
I have
painting.
Had the best podcast set idea in my life.
What?
We both get a massive canvas.
Yeah.
All right? And we each paint it however we like.
That'd be a good idea.
Like a big one, like the size of the photos.
Bro, you know what I'd do with mine?
What?
I'd fuck on it with paint and see what it looks like afterwards. Except I need a buddy for that, so I can't.
You need to go on a date first, which is why we're doing this podcast. Yeah.
okay.
What do you think of that idea, though? I
it's
reckon
a good
it.
Idea. Like, I think...
It's creative.
I feel like, though,
because I'm
have
over
to
these
do
photos.
Abstract.
What do you mean, abstract?
Like, it would have to be abstract art. It couldn't be, like, you trying to draw someone. Because you draw someone.
No, no.
It looks like an alien.
I was going to do abstract. Yeah. I was just going to throw paint at it.
Yeah.
I think, honestly, when are we free? Not this weekend, not the weekend after. We should do it the weekend after that.
You know,
because
when
I'm over these photos, lad. They're falling,
they keep
off.
Falling off.
I'm rubbing up against them. It's making sound. I'm done.
You know when you keep, when you know you're shit at painting and art when you make abstract art and it looks crap.
I think I can make mine look pretty good.
Abstract art.
Yeah.
No, I can't. Like I literally like, I do something and I'm like, oh, I don't like this curve.
Yeah, but it doesn't even have to look good. It just has to be paint.
Yeah.
Anything looks better than a half-broken photo wall anyways.
No, it looks pretty good. Like, in the videos.
It's all right.
It's pretty good. The other one I had, picnic with a view. Of course, you're opposed to that because we just talked about it. So, you're not going to do that. But you could.
No, we can. I don't mind having a picnic.
I feel like what
as
you should
As long as
do,
there's
right.
lots of food.
You should make like a little charcuterie board. I know this sounds very like...
Bro, I can't do that.
...cutesy. But like, I mean it. Like, make a little charcuterie board and like sit at the lookout.
Is that really first date vibes?
Or you just go to a restaurant. Which is another good idea because then you don't have to... Bro, everything's going to be awkward. You just got to plan it first. You got to make sure like...
So I need like segments
to do. Yeah, little segments of the date, you know?
So I need like a notes app and I need to plan the episode.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. You need to plan the date. I'm not saying plan the words you're going to say.
Yeah.
It's like this podcast, right? You just need a little thing to keep you going, you know?
Wait, actually, I've already been on one while we were doing the podcast, a date. It didn't go well. But
yeah, I know.
Been on two, actually.
Two? Oh, yeah, but they all didn't go well.
They both.
So this is why we're doing this.
Yes.
So then it actually does go well on the day.
Mm-hmm.
So which one of those do you reckon you do?
Probably the restaurant.
Probably just keep it safe.
I would have been racing the whole week. Should I take caffeine again? Because I've just thought about
that. I'd caffeinate for that. I'd need all my energy for that shit.
Because I'm just thinking like logistically, right?
Logistically speaking. Yeah.
I'm going to be racing a 1500 before.
Wait, so is the 1500 last?
I think so. Or the 8. Either one. It's still fucked. All right. I'm going to be racing. I'm going to be caffeinating to the moon, all right? Because I want a good time.
Yeah.
I'm going to be fucked. So do I just caffeine again?
This is like the cons of being an athlete.
Yeah.
Like your dating life is just out the window. And when you do get a date, you're like tired as fuck.
Do I caffeine again?
I'm saying caffeine again.
Coffee or no-dos?
Coffee. Don't go no-dos. That's sweaty as. Imagine rocking up to the date and you're like, hold on, let me just...
No, I'd pop it before. I'd pop it like an hour before.
No, don't pop it. Pre-workout? Or, you know what's even more pre-workout?
Should I do pre-workout?
Fuck.
Dude. No, I'd be itching.
Don't do that's pre-workout. You'll good. Be sitting there like at the restaurant. You're like...
Realistically, if I wasn't open water racing the next day, I'd probably have a beer.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I mean. Paint and sit would have been a good idea. Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Even though I don't like alcohol and all that much, I'm just saying it's a really good icebreaker.
Do you have to sip like wine or can you sip? Beer,
you can sip anything, but what I'm saying is it's a pretty good icebreaker.
Yeah.
Alcohol.
Is there like a class you could do that somewhere?
Yeah, in Brisbane there's plenty.
Paint and sip.
Yeah, paint and sip. I'm not saying do it now though.
No, I won't do it now.
Maybe do it second date, you know? Yeah.
There will be one.
Yeah,
surely.
There will be. Surely. Surely you can secure the second date. We'll let you guys know next time. Okay, Nolan, we're moving on.
Yeah, we're moving on.
And I made a list of the top 7. Oh shit, I changed.
Wait, hold on. If I was to go out to dinner, where should I go then?
Oh, I'd go something really like...
Should it be fancy?
Neutral.
Or neutral?
Neutral. Like a Thai place. Or, yeah, a Thai place. I feel like that's very safe.
And not like a...
I'm not saying go to an Outback
somewhere messy.
Don't go somewhere messy. Don't go somewhere where you'll be served up a shit ton of food and you'll eat it.
And do I eat a shit ton?
No, yeah, you can eat as much as you want. You just got to eat it nicely. Don't eat it like a pig.
And I can't open my mouth.
No, don't open your mouth when you eat. Don't be like... That's an ick.
And do we face each other? That's weird.
Yeah, face each other.
Oh, bro. Okay, fine.
What? You wouldn't face each other?
No, you would.
You want to make that eye contact. So when you're talking, you're just like... hey, girl. Okay. So now I'm setting the scene, right?
Yep.
You're at the restaurant.
I am.
And you're starting a conversation, okay? And I'm going to guide you here.
Oh, okay, good. I need that.
So this is the top 7 things.
Wait, so we're having a date now?
We're having a date right
okay.
now. This is the top 7 things that you should not say on your first date. I listed them here.
Okay.
Do not say this, otherwise you'll ruin it, okay?
Okay.
Listen to me, mate.
Should I say that I have a podcast?
Yeah. If it comes
but
up.
But I feel like, right.
Don't be like, oh, okay. I have this really cool podcast.
No. This is what I would say, right?
Yeah.
I would say that I have a podcast because I started one with my brother when you were kind of going through your midlife crisis.
Was I?
You were.
No.
You were, yeah.
Was I?
It was during your gym phase.
Was it during my gym phase?
I feel like that's why we started it. And now it's kind of just become a habit. And we've kind of found a niche.
A niche.
And we just literally talk about like history or...
Dating.
Dating or facts.
Yeah. We kind of gotten into a groove.
Is that what I should say? Is that kind of Riz? Yeah. I got into it to do something with my brother.
Yeah. Get closer.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Top seven things to not say on your first date. Okay. Do not say these. I swear to God. So number one.
You smell?
So what's wrong with you? Don't say that to them. Don't ask them what's
I think
wrong
I said that to the last one. I went
Did
on
you day. Actually?
Yeah.
Well, that's probably why it didn't work.
No, because she didn't like any food.
Oh, and you were like, what's wrong with you?
I was like, oh, that's weird. She didn't like cheese and everything. And I was like, bro, cheese is like the most neutral food.
Cheese is so good.
It's so neutral.
Yeah, like, I don't understand how you couldn't like cheese.
Yeah, cheese is the goat.
Bro, honestly, if I had to choose between like meat and cheese, I'd honestly choose cheese, I think.
Nah, I like...
It's
I
just
love,
because it's
I love
so
a good. I love meat in my mouth.
I do love a bit of meat in my mouth, but like it gets old and sometimes you want some of that white stuff.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Next one.
Wait, so give me a scenario where I would like...
Okay, so what's wrong with you? I feel like this is just like a start when you want to know if they've got some... Like when they obviously they're dating, so they're not like taken. So there's something wrong with them, you know? They've got a quirk.
So you're saying everyone's got what's wrong with you?
So don't ask what's wrong with them.
Yeah.
You got to find that out yourself. You know?
Okay.
It's fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you realize what's wrong with them and you're like, yeah, fuck this.
Then you realize why they're single.
Or you end up loving them because of it.
Yeah.
It goes either way. Mm-hmm. Next one. We would make beautiful children. Don't say that.
Oh, yeah, well.
Yeah. I feel like that goes pretty... I feel like that's pretty straightforward.
When like, do you say that? Not even like 5 years in.
Oh, you don't say that. Oh, no, you can. But you got to be like comfortable. And you got to be talking about
kids. Were you comfortable in
first.
Your past relationships?
Yeah.
You say that?
Yeah.
Pretty cocky.
Why?
Because you think your kids are going to look good?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, sure. It's a good mix, you know?
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
You think
next
that
one.
Now?
What?
You think that now?
No, I'd make horrible kids. Don't say you're kind of eating a lot.
Bro, that's like the Yoshi date guy. Have you seen the Yoshi date guy?
Yeah, I've seen the Yoshi date guy.
I feel like these are like so self-explanatory that like you don't even have to... You're kind of eating a lot. Bro.
Imagine if you said that though.
Not gonna lie, you're kind of eating a lot. It's kind of gonna cost me a lot.
It's kind of gonna cost me a
lot. And I was just sitting there and she was like, can I have yours?
Okay, here's one that's pretty serious though. I wouldn't be talking too politically on the
Bro,
first
have you met me?
Yeah, don't try and talk like, be like.
Have you met me?
So what's the dole going? How's the dowry at the moment, mate?
Have you met me?
What's the bank doing?
Have you met me?
I feel like that's what I would do though.
Have you met me?
Yeah.
Am I that type of person?
No.
Bro, I don't even care.
You'd start talking about football and you'd be like, oh, yeah, they let one through in the game last night. Oh, Manchester United, they lost 7-0 to Ipswich.
So I don't say that either.
You would.
No, but should I say that? Or is that negative, Riz?
Say what?
Oh, yeah, football.
No, don't talk about football. Unless she asks you. Unless she's a football fan.
No.
No? Well, then don't.
Okay.
Next one. So, how long until you'll let me sleep with you? Don't ask that.
Bro, I don't think I'd have the confidence to say that.
You need to be pretty confident to say these things, to be honest.
Bro. Who do you think I am?
Well, I mean, I've read some things on Reddit, which brings me to the next thing. But, yeah, there's some people who ask these things.
Jesus.
The next one, have you ever thought of losing a few pounds? Don't ask that either.
I don't think I've ever said that to anyone. I've said that to my friends as a joke.
I feel like you can only say that to your friends, though.
Like, bro.
As a joke.
These are
Surely no one says that on a date.
Well, probably Yoshi date guy.
Yoshi date guy would
have
say
you
that.
Seen the Yoshi date guy video?
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, it's actually...
Yeah, I've seen it.
Was it a skit?
Oh, it was 100% fake.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one would do that. I've never dated someone less attractive than I am before. Don't say that.
No, that's true. No, I'm kidding.
Bro.
I'm kidding. That's a joke.
Bro.
Obviously.
Jesus. And lastly, do not say this ever on your first date. Maybe on like your 500th. Don't say I love you on your first date. That's pretty straightforward though. Yeah. These are the top seven things.
Have you said that before?
I love you on my first date.
No.
Yes, I have, bro.
Hey.
Bro, why are you like...
Bro's getting rizzy.
Bro, chill. Bro's
getting rizzy.
That's one who's never been in a relationship, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at me go, though.
Yeah, look at you go, my little rock star. So, yeah, so talking about...
Now, what are things to say?
So, things to say. You look nice.
Yeah.
I like your dress. Your eyes look beautiful.
Should I say that when I'm looking in the eyes?
No, don't do that. That's kind of creepy for the first date. But be like, you have really pretty eyes.
So I don't look in their eyes when I say that. So
don't I'm look lying. In their... Be like...
But then it looks like I'm lying.
No, it's hard. You don't want to compliment them too hard and look okay, like so not you're too sucking much. Them off. No, not too much. And also, like, maybe, like... Make them work for the compliment, kind of. Don't be, first off, like, always complimenting them.
So I can't at the start be like, oh, you look nice?
Oh, no, at the start you can. At the start you're like, oh. But don't say you look nice. Say, oh, I love the color of your dress. Really brings your eyes, your pretty eyes out or something. I don't know. I'll do something.
Dude, if I say, okay, I feel like if... I will say that, but I feel like I'll stumble on my words. I'll be like, really like the color of your hair.
Yeah, your eyes. your eyes are good. No, maybe say like, oh, I really like your how you've done your hair. Looks really pretty. There you go.
Okay.
Perfect. Perfect.
What if it's just like straight hair?
Well, then don't say anything about the hair. Something has really to look like good, otherwise you're not your dating
this
them.
Morning.
Surely they're not going to look like a rubbish bin.
Yeah, surely not.
Surely they're going to have something that looks good, at least.
I really like the way you brush your teeth this morning.
I really respect you showing up looking the way you do.
Bro. Crazy. That's crazy.
That's how you get your date looking. I'm going really badly, I reckon. I've got here a few stories of people who did not enjoy their first date.
Ooh.
So I'm going to talk about the worst first date.
What would you do if you ended up on there?
On Reddit.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you end up there with your own making. Like, you do it. Mm-hmm. You say it.
Oh, so, these guys pretty dumb.
Yeah, these guys are, like, confessing.
And women or just guys?
I think some of them are guys, some of them are women.
Okay.
So, the first one here, this one, it's a short one. So, I'm going to read it out.
Mm-hmm.
Feel free to react whenever you want. Matched with someone on Bumble last week. First of all, who the fuck uses Bumble? I've never used Bumble. It looks
I've heard of like a few people app. Who have been in a relationship using Bumble. More than anything I've heard using Tinder or Hinge.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't even know what you do on Bumble.
I downloaded it once.
Really?
Yeah.
Bumble?
Yeah. This was like when I was like in the trenches.
Bro, so you had Tinder, Hinge and Bumble?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Bro. I used it for about like a week and I was like...
Dude, lucky you didn't use the next one.
Yeah, well, I'm not there yet. Maybe one day.
Maybe when you've run out of women to talk to because you've used all those things not to say on the first date. We were so much alike, liked the same music, horror stuff, etc. We talked really well all week through text. We were going to meet today at a restaurant. She wanted to have a phone call this morning because she was nervous about meeting a stranger and wanted to know me more. We really hit it off. Lots of laughing, etc. She said she was looking forward to meeting, that I was ready to talk to, etc. Literally felt like I've known her forever. So, I drive to the restaurant and park and wait in the car for her to show up. She parks right next to me, We look at each other through the car windows for like 1 second. I was about to get out of the car and greet her. She literally backed out of the car park space and just drove off. Sends me a text immediately saying she doesn't feel well and can't make it. Then blocks me on everything. I've never had anything like that ever happen to me before. I've shown my profile pictures to everyone I know and they say I look the same. I don't know how you can look at someone for a second through a window and just bail. I personally think she might have had some type of anxiety or panic attack and freaked out. I feel so worthless right now.
Bro, dude, you're scaring me now.
Imagine.
Jesus Christ.
Imagine turning up to the date, they one look at you and they turn around and walk back.
Bro, I'd actually be, I'd be like rattled. I would be rattled.
Oh, I don't think I'd date again.
Oh, no, I'd never
I think
again.
I'd just give the dating scene a goodbye.
Yeah, a goodbye. See you later. You won't be missed.
But not going to lie, I think that's not going to happen to you.
Am I too good looking?
You're good looking.
Yeah.
And also the fact that you didn't meet on Hinge. So like,
yeah.
You know. Next one. This one's got a title. I just got dumped because I like corn in my spaghetti.
Yep.
Yep.
That's all you need to say. Get out.
The title really says it all. I have been talking to this guy for about 2 months. I randomly told him I like corn in my spaghetti and kind of teased him to try it. He circled back around like 5 minutes later that it really bothered him. He then goes on to say, if he worked tirelessly on a meal to cook for me, he would be extremely offended if I soiled my gourmet meat with corn in it. He would genuinely be pissed. At this point, I'm pretty weirded out at how this unfolded, but offered that I make the spaghetti and I'll just add corn to mine. He said I didn't get it and then went on to discuss my shit taste in books. I told him this is going to take me a minute to process and I'm going to have to call him back. He dumped me via text, so that's the story of how I got dumped because I like corn in my spaghetti. This just, bro, is he
okay,
Italian?
This guy's an idiot.
This guy is definitely unless he's Italian.
If he's Italian, it's valid.
Bro definitely has his mum cook for him every day.
Yeah.
There's no way.
I feel like if someone just doesn't like, if someone likes something in their meal, it's fine. If someone like, is just doesn't like everything, it's a problem.
I do have to say, corn and spaghetti is very weird. Wild.
It is wild, but it's not breakup worthy, is it?
Is it?
So you'd break up over someone.
I would not.
You'd break up with someone over corn.
No. I don't care what they eat, bro. Bro, they can literally have Vegemite.
My question is that person
toast.
The corn
care.
Kid?
What?
The corn kid on TikTok?
Maybe. Maybe that's why he got offended because he's like,
corn,
are you making a reference?
A big lump with knobs. It has the juice. It has the juice.
I've never
I couldn't imagine
that
a more beautiful thing.
I don't know.
It's corn.
I'm not going to talk. Yeah. I don't know why. Why is corn so overhyped? It's not even that good.
Have you had corn with butter on it?
Yeah, I have. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
We had corn last night, didn't we? Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did. We did.
This is a gnarly conversation.
Yeah, gnarly conversation about corn. Okay, this next one's pretty long, so bear with me.
Yeah.
But you can stop me and talk about it.
Okay.
While we go. Okay. I, 29 female, met this guy, 32, on Hinge. And he was talking... And we was... Talking,
talking
for about a week, so they're definitely black.
Yeah. Did they go to Cape?
Okay. Maybe this gives off a hint. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. This is really racist of me to say. He lived an hour away from me, so we were trying to plan our first date. We spent a lot of time talking on the phone, had some FaceTime dates, and I was really feeling him.
Hey, what do you mean by that?
Hey, yo, feeling him. He was handsome and fit, with a good job and no kids. That was rare enough as it is. So this is definitely some middle-aged people, right?
Yeah.
Middle-aged
type shit.
Imagine
dating with kids.
It'd be hard. It's like dating with dogs, kind of.
No, yeah. That's not relatable.
But on steroids. Bro, on steroids.
Bro, you're not going to break up with someone because they have a dog. You're going to break up with someone if you find out they have kids.
Yeah, yeah. Eventually, he asks me to go to his botanical garden to look at Christmas lights at night. That's a really good date idea. Maybe you should do that on your first date. Which was another hour for me, an hour, another hour from me, but 2 hours away from him. When he showed up to pick me up, he had two babies in the car. He tells me he lied to me and that he is a father. I got so mad, but I felt obligated to proceed with the date since he had just driven an hour out to see me with these kids. So we go the whole extra hour out. I'm still mad, so I'm not talking much. The babies are 6 and 4.
Holy shit. So they're old, kind of.
Bro, why would you lie?
Yeah.
That's how, like, you end up not securing a second date at all.
She was mad, so she was like, nah, I don't want this anymore.
Bro, yeah, this is... yeah.
He fumbled.
Bro fumbled badly. He fumbles even worse afterwards, though.
Oh, God.
We get there, and when everyone got out of the car, I noticed his daughter wasn't dressed at all for this occasion. It was cold that night, and he had her in a t-shirt and biker shorts with mismatched socks on. And mismatched ballerina slippers. And her curly mixed girl hair was not done at all. It looked like she rolled out of bed and he just brought her out here. I was like, what the fuck? Well, maybe she was exaggerating in this part. Because, like, you know.
I feel like it's not that bad, though.
It's not that deep. I felt embarrassed because I know people would look at us thinking I'm her mother. And wonder how the fuck I have her out here looking a hot mess like that. They're 100% black.
Yes.
100%. While I'm looking cute, rocking Gucci, but this
okay, I'm going to stop you right there. I know exactly this type of person. I know what this person likes. I know what this person's like. I know this person's personality. And I'm going to explain it to you right now.
Okay, explain it.
This person is broke as fuck.
This person broke. Is broke.
Her credit card's maxed out.
Yeah.
She's used all that money. She's driving a car she can't afford. She's rocking that purse, that Gucci purse. She's rocking Gucci clothes. She can't afford it.
I can just imagine her in, like, you know that really green Gucci top?
Yeah.
With, like, it says Gucci everywhere on it. I can just imagine her.
She wears that, right?
Yeah.
And she thinks that she's in a money class of... somewhere she can't afford.
Yeah. So she's and like,
I'm going to be honest.
Upper middle.
If someone rocks up to a date wearing Gucci,
nah,
I might leave.
Maybe that's what happened when the girl drove off. Maybe bro was wearing like a massive Gucci. Like,
I feel like Gucci's not. Sash. I feel like Gucci's just, I want to be rich.
Yeah. I don't know. Depends about designer what, brands. Though. Like, would you wear designer brands to a date?
No. Not
like
the first
maybe
one.
Subtle designer brands, but not like a whole designer kit, you know?
Yeah, but I feel like even if I was loaded, I wouldn't be wearing that shit.
No.
Like
I'd just wear my Kmart clothes.
I'd literally wear what I'm wearing
or
right
now. Or a football jersey.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't wear it. Should I wear a football jersey?
No, not on that.
No.
Okay, so we go into the garden and his kids start throwing the biggest tantrums over normal basic childcare. She's never had kids.
Oh, I know exactly what this woman is.
We're hungry, Dad. We haven't eaten in hours. We're thirsty. I'm cold. I was like, what the fuck? He didn't have any supplies for them for his 2-hour road trip. He brought them on. Okay, that's pretty good.
Could have just stopped at Macca's.
Yeah, could have just stopped at KFC, not gonna lie.
Yeah, KFC, yeah.
And the whole time, they're suffering. He wants to be all up on me and ignoring them. Okay, bro's kind of shit.
Okay, I'm kind of switching sides now. I'm switching teams. I'm bandwagoning.
I also noticed when he was close to me, he reeked of tequila.
Oh, okay.
Now they're yelling, I hate you, Dad, and telling me they don't like me. I'm sitting there like, look, I'm with y'all, and I'm starting to hate y'all, Daddy, too.
Okay. Yeah.
That place had like no food for them.
3D.
I can visualize this so
3D,
much.
3D, yeah.
Nowhere to buy drinks. No little store to buy them jackets. I was like, look, I'm ready to go. So we're leaving. It's late. It's like 10 p.m. We drive off and passed all this city driving for like 20 minutes. Didn't stop once to feed these kids. Oh, and he can't drive. He's swerving all over the road, most likely drunk.
Yeah.
And he runs out of gas.
Oh, fuck. Okay, so
on a bridge.
I've switched teams.
On a bridge.
Oh, God.
Runs out of gas on a bridge. Bro.
How do you even run out of gas? I feel like that's impossible.
I don't know.
You literally have a sensor thing.
Well, here she says, I just couldn't believe it. I thought running out of gas was something you did when you were between 16 and 19 years old, which is 100% true because I don't know how you can run out of gas. Bro was definitely like fucked. He was definitely off his chops.
Yeah.
100%. We sat there, kids whining, him throwing an anger fit at himself, me texting my sister to come get me. We sat there for 45 minutes and eventually a nice person stopped and gave him some gas. We drive to the nearest gas station. The kids are asleep. I run into the gas station because I'm also hungry and buy me some snacks while I think he's filling up the car. The line was long and I was probably in the store for 10 minutes. When I came out, he was standing by the pump and got mad when he saw me and I said, "What's wrong?" And he began walking into the store and said, "I need to pay for gas."
Oh, asshole. Yep.
So I was like, what the fuck did he expect me to fill his tank? He pays, gets gas, and we go on our way. He's swerving like crazy now. We get to my house at like midnight, and he's saying his phone is dead. I didn't give a fuck. But I felt bad for them kids, so I said, okay, y'all can come in and use a charger. This man came inside and fell straight to sleep on the couch.
Oh my god.
I had to put his kids back to sleep in my guest room. I went into my room and stayed up just because I didn't want him in my house. Once 6 a.m. hit, I woke his ass up and told him to go. Those poor kids were still trying to eat. They were asking me if I had cereal. I gave them some granola bars and said bye. Best believe he got blocked the second the door was shut.
Oh my
Holy
god.
Holy shit. That is okay, so I was, that has to be the worst.
I wasn't siding with her at the start.
Yeah.
And then the moment we got like past after what I said, I took it all back.
Bro was like literally a walking red flag.
He was.
Dude, he was drunk. On your first date.
He lied about not having kids.
Dangerous driver, kids. Bro didn't care about the kids, but brought them still.
Fuck, dude.
Surely he could have just secured a nanny and not gotten
He
drunk.
Could have. He honestly could have.
Like, that's where he went wrong.
He probably doesn't have a house.
He's probably homeless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of explains the whole thing.
Kind of just explains the whole scenario. Bro's probably trying to find a place to crash, not going to lie.
Well, he probably just
crashed. He probably ran out of gas on purpose. You know? Just wanted a place to crash and, yeah.
That must have been so awkward.
Imagine, like, hating
this
the
This has just made me super nervous.
And then staying at your place. Don't worry. We'll ease you up.
We'll ace it.
You're going to ace it. It's fine. So, yeah, bro's a walking red flag. And yeah, talking about red flags, I'm going to ask you, I made a list of things here.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask you if they are red flags or green flags and why they're red flags or green flags.
Okay.
So you're going to tell me. Ordering chicken nuggets as an adult.
Red flag.
Red flag. Why?
Because it kind of just shows that you're basic.
But I like my chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
Bro, I like my McNuggets.
Yeah, but you're not going to order that as a first date, are you?
Not on a first date, but I'm saying, in general. Like,
after, yeah.
As an adult.
After I order chicken nuggets.
Bro, on a night out, nothing slaps more than a 24-pack of McNuggets.
Yeah.
Don't you agree? Like with the
On the way
sauce,
home, yeah.
The burger sauce?
Yeah. Oh. You have to order it first, though.
Delicious.
That's the struggle.
Huh?
You have to order it first, though. That's the struggle.
Yeah. Yeah. Number two, talking to their pet in a baby voice.
That's a green flag. I do that.
Yeah, you do that. But like, I feel like that's... Oh, that's such an...
Come here,
yeah.
Come here, boy.
Oh, you're so my God, boy. You're so cute.
Come here, yeah. Oh, come here. Come here.
No.
Oh, little...
The cat looked over. I was like, bruh, not this guy again.
Fuck?
Not this guy again.
So green or red flag?
Green flag.
Green flag.
Yeah.
Okay. Wearing socks to bed. I've never met anyone who's worn socks.
I can't be comfortable. Like, I've tried. It's not comfortable. I've tried to wear socks in bed. I've tried to wear nothing in bed. No undies. That feels so weird.
Have you tried to wear nothing
before?
Yeah.
I've slept a night without any undies.
Actually, I have two, actually.
It's not nice.
It's quite freeing.
It's freeing, but it's too freeing.
What do you mean, too freeing?
I need to be held.
Your third leg just went everywhere?
My third leg needs to be held.
Held?
Just needs to be.
Maybe they need to invent like a sleeping device that like holds. It's like a little
your hand.
A little push up bra. But
do you ever sleep better when you just when you're holding it? A little bit.
No.
Just like.
I don't hold it, no. But I know you do that. But whenever you, like, chillax, you're always just holding your ting. Like, you're, like, cradling it as if it needs a bit of, like, you know, like...
Yeah, it just feels
as
good.
As if it's, like, a little baby and you're,
it
like...
It feels good.
You're like, yeah, what up? What up?
I'm holding my ting because it feels good.
My ting needs to be held. So, sleeping with socks on...
that's a red flag.
That's a red flag? Okay.
But then you don't have cold feet.
Yeah.
No, nah, still a red flag. Oh, it's a beige flag.
Maybe because have beige you heard flag. Of like if you do it with socks on, it doesn't count.
Yeah, well, that's why.
Maybe it's like a thing for people like to.
That's why I haven't got any.
Yeah. Sending voice notes instead of texts.
I don't like when people do that. I don't send voice notes.
Look, I find it quiet. I find it quite good when I can send a voice note to someone instead of having to type it out.
It's good. Okay, right. Okay. I like getting voice notes, but I don't like them when I'm watching a movie. And I only get voice notes when I'm getting watching a movie.
Yeah, it's so tripping. Annoying. It's like, bro, just type it out.
That's why I rate the new feature that Snapchat got was like the transcript thing.
Yeah. Except sometimes it doesn't get it very right.
well.
Yeah.
But it...
You get a rough idea.
You get a rough idea.
Yeah.
And sometimes I don't even listen.
Bro, like, sometimes it gives you, like, the wrong thing. Yeah. Like, the and you're wrong like, transcript.
Oh, no.
And you reply, and it's like, bro, the reply was just totally not what I wanted to hear, you know? He, like, tells you about his dying nan, and you're like, oh, yes.
I can't wait for that.
I can't wait for that. When's that happening?
Let's go get some KFC.
I don't care.
I love it.
So, also, when you receive those voice notes from people and they make their voice sound extra deep.
Hey, shoddy.
Sup, shoddy.
So,
it's like they're trying to riz you
today, up. Today, I went to the gym and, you know, I got a pump. And when I got a pump, I was thinking of you.
And my blood was just
flowing through my body.
Bro.
And I just couldn't control it anymore, so I had to flex it in front of the mirror.
Bro, chill. Bringing their pillow everywhere they go.
No, green flag.
Like an absolute pillow princess.
I do that.
Like, no, like, I mean, like, bring their pillow, like, on a road trip and, like...
Oh, I'd do that.
Yeah, I'd bring my pillow everywhere because I've got one of those really good, like, therapeutic
bamboo
pillows.
Bamboo ones.
Bamboo, yeah.
Or was it latex?
I don't know.
I feel like latex is something sexual.
Oh, you know, I just came
latex
up with the best
sexual.
Idea. Imagine, okay, if they recycled condoms and made the latex pillows out of them.
That'd be pretty good.
Made from the bed.
No, made...
For the bed.
But then they have to wash them each time because, you know...
What do you mean?
You don't
want
to be
what?
Sleeping on cum.
No. Dude... They boil the latex first.
Yeah, but
all
you still
the
wash it first.
Unhygienic
surely.
STIs get
You'd
taken out.
You'd wash it
out.
First.
What?
I don't really want to put my head on somewhere someone's had sex on.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. But like, it's like those board shorts that are made out of like plastic water bottles.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like a pretty good thing for the environment, you know?
Mm.
So like, I don't mind resting my head on used condoms if they are boiled and like for the environment.
And sanitized.
And sanitized, you know?
Thoroughly sanitized.
Thoroughly. Wearing Crocs in public.
I used to do that. I don't like doing it. No, it's a... depends what Crocs.
Yeah, you don't wear your Crocs anymore,
nah,
do you?
Nah, because I found out they were kind of weird. They didn't really go with my outfits. I should have got like...
Black.
Black or white.
I if feel it's like black or white, just goes
fine.
With everything.
Yeah. If you get black or white or maybe even yellow.
Yeah.
But the rest, nah, it's red.
It's like when you... Okay, I'm going to give you like a styling thing, right? If you want to...
All right, styling tips from Killian.
Styling
here we go.
Tips from me.
Here we go.
This is what I found, right? Okay.
Here we
if you're going to get a pair of shoes.
Yep.
Get black ones. Or
white.
Get white ones.
Don't get anything
Don't
else.
Get any other color because it's yeah. so hard to style them. I've got my really nice Nike Air 97s or whatever they are, right? I
you
can't...
You style them with everything.
I
oh,
can't
no, you got
style
orange.
Them with anything because yeah. they're orange and purple.
Yeah.
It's so much harder.
See, that's why I usually go for black and white. See, all my shoes, black and
black
white.
Black and white just goes with everything.
And my clothing as well now, I've started to realize that bigger is better.
Refusing to share foods at restaurants. I do that. I do that all the time.
I don't want to share.
I don't share.
I don't share.
It's just part of what I do. Like, sharing is caring, yes. Sharing is good, yes. But, dude, it just comes down
maybe
to,
maybe on
like,
the first date.
Maybe on the first date you can share.
I will share.
But I don't think it's a red flag.
Any other, I will not.
I don't share my food.
No, I don't share it.
Like, maybe if it's like a romantic thing, like a little platter. Yeah. But otherwise, nah.
I can't share. Can't do it. I don't like it.
Nah, not at all. So, guys, thank you for the... for listening to the Making Waves podcast, the best podcast
season 3 episode 18 tomorrow. Oh no, not tomorrow, Monday you'll see episode 19, and that is the
you'll
age
get
I am.
To know about how Nolan's date went, which hopefully went very well, and yes, he can secure a second date.
Hopefully
let's have a gander.
Am I feeling confident
next week?
Am I feeling more confident?
Maybe not,
maybe
but
not.
You were already confident what not to begin do. With. Yes. So now you know what not to do.
Yes.
Which is perfect.
We should probably do one where I know what to do.
Well, we'll talk about that next time.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that's too late.
Well, no.
Okay.
The second one.
Adios, amigos.
Adios. Bye. Bye.